Well, great afternoon to you guys. Hope you guys had an amazing day. And we're starting a little early. We want to start at 7 p.m. You guys have just embarked on something absolutely amazing. This literally changed my life. Did not know the journey that I would be taking and did not know it was going to be 100 days. I needed healing in a lot of areas of my life. And you can be successful in a lot of areas of your life, but healing needs to take place in a lot of areas. And so I don't care how successful you are. I don't care how good you may be feeling. But there are things that trigger things in your life. It could be from conversations. It could be from songs. It could be from things that have been done to you. And everyone needs healing in certain areas of their life. We are not exempt from growing. We are not exempt from feeling pain from things that we have endured down through the years. And so a journey of self-love was birthed after the traumatic things that I have been in my life. But the most traumatic thing was being divorced and then surviving a domestic abusive marriage that I was in for 8 years, and I fought six of them. And so even though after I left the relationship, I became successful, opened up another salon, became a facilitator in the cosmetologist world, furthered my education in so many other areas, obtained licenses in other areas of my life. And I considered myself an amazing wife and still do, an amazing mother. But guys, something down on the inside was still missing. I was longing for acceptance in areas. And again, we dress it up and we make it look so good. We make it look like we have it all together. And so everybody needs that extra push to deal with things either from childhood or things that you've dealt with 6 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We all need that. And so a journey of self-love was birthed. First, pushing beyond the pain is when the actual releasing of the pain and healing began. Because journaling is so important, and we're going to talk about the importance of journaling. Journaling and writing down your feelings, writing down your emotions and what you feel is very, very important, guys, okay? And so when you begin to write, you begin to really express what you feel on the inside. That thing that's down in the belly. And if you guys didn't know, women, we hold our pain in our womb. And so a lot goes with that. A lot spiritually goes with that. And we will talk about that a little bit along that. And so this is going to allow you to release. We want to release what has been holding us hostage. We want to release what has bound us, those things that we have told ourselves. See, we don't have to worry about what people have told ourselves. What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself that I will never be happy again? I will never be fulfilled in a relationship ever again. No one will ever love me. What are you telling yourself? Let's not even deal with what people have told us in the past. What are you telling yourself? And so a journey of self-love, 100 days. Do you not know what's going to happen? What is getting ready to happen with you? It takes 2 weeks, 14 to 21 days for you to develop a habit. Do you not know what can happen in 100 days? Magic is going to happen for you. So we've learned the art for the last 6 months of meditating and listening to what the Spirit has been wanting to speak to us, and a lot of you guys have gained clarity. A lot of you guys have just really, really been in a good place. So, can you imagine of journaling and writing down those thoughts, those feelings, those triggers, those things that go through your mind on a day-to-day basis? I want you to get in the habit of writing those things down. Writing those emotions down, because guess what? After those 100 days, we are going to see where you were at those particular times. And we're going to see how you've grown. Writing down those emotions. A journey of self-love. This is going to be an amazing journey with you guys. And I'm so excited for you guys purchasing the book and saying, you know what? I want to be inspired. I want to be motivated. People could say, yeah, I want to be motivated and inspired. Well, you put in the work. You've made the oath to yourself to say, you know what? I'm going to take these 100 days and I am going to allow this journal, this journey to serve as a sacred place for me. A place for me to record my goals, my memories, my ideas, my dreams, my gratitude, and most of all, your private thoughts. And I told you guys before, it is impossible for you to write your deepest and wildest, yes, your wildest thoughts. You are free to write your wildest and your deepest thoughts and emotions. And through that, you're going to obtain clarity on a personal and professional level through your goals. Those are your goals. So whether they're wild or they're really, really deep, they're yours, okay? So embrace that. And as you begin to journal daily, you will really, really begin to comprehend who you really are, what you want, and the hidden lessons that you've learned through these 100 days. I'm excited about you aligning yourself with God and His purpose for your life. So the first day, which is today, hope you have wrote in there, this journal belongs to you. And if you want to gift this to someone and you want them to take the journey with you, that is absolutely beautiful. So day one, we have in here, very, very simple. Without God, you can do nothing. It took me a long time to realize that, being brought up in the church, being brought up in the Christian community. But until I had to try Him for myself, see, I had exhausted myself with all my plans, with all my tools that I was using, my tactics that I was using. And it took me a long time in my adult years to realize that without God, I could do nothing. See, pride and ego holds us hostage from really allowing what needs to come into our lives to come. And so I was very prideful and carried a big ego to ask God for the simple things. I always went to Him with the heavy and hard things. When I had access to Him, to ask Him for anything. See, having access to your sustainer, your creator, your God, He's always there waiting for you to ask. And so day one says, He is your sustainer. He is the one that's going to sustain you. Man will fail you every time. I've learned that through friendships, through relationships, work relationships, even with your careers. Yes, it's good to obtain license and all of that good stuff, but who are you really, really depending on? Because when man fails you, who is sustaining you? So I want you to be able to write down your thoughts about without God and your innermost emotions about that and where you are now. Where are you now with that? Without God, you can not do anything. He is your sustainer. And that's one of our problems. We've always counted on people. And that's the beauty of getting alone, getting still, and listening to what the spirit is always speaking. It always wants to share with you. He always wants to commune with you. But are you still enough to listen for him to give you instructions? So leaving you tonight, you can absolutely do nothing. None of your plans will come into fruition. None of your plans, your goals, none of that will manifest itself without knowing that he is your sustainer. So I want you to write down your thoughts, your emotions, and where you are right now. And at the end of the 100 days, you guys, you're going to come back and you're going to see that your faith has been built. Your relationship with God is going to be stronger. Your relationship with people is going to be stronger. And you as a whole will have the confidence that you need. And then what you're going to do with this journey, you're going to pass the knowledge and what you've learned onto somebody else. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. All right, you guys, listen. Go and write in your journal. And today is the first day of a journey of self-love. Be great, my beloveds.